motor running. Head out on the highway.
Maybe I'm saying too much, but Sean Barber, fan of the show, he said, "I'm manning the port side of the ship." He said he attended two of the three games of the Tigers series. Barber's ready. James is ready. I know Vern's ready. I'm ready. Ship leaves tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the Royals baseball fun season. You can come ride the blue wave, or you can sit back and maybe watch potential people just having the time of their lives. James, let's get to the out of left field question. You know how we do this. I know after hours has gone awry during the baseball season, but I don't think anybody's mad about that. Right? I told you it was going to be okay. Oh, Dusty, we're going to miss you while you're gone. What are we going to do with no crown jewel? What are we going to do without Dusty and after hours? What you're going to do is you're going to listen to Vern, you're going to listen to the Royals, and you're going to have fun because they're going to be good and they're going to be competitive. And guess what? I lived up to my word. One thing I like to do in this life is be a man of my word. And one thing I always do with this, James, is we flip the coin. You've won the toss. You can either defer or you can receive. And again, the out of left field question tonight is, if money was not an issue, where would you live?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
So I can imagine a lot of people might pick like a tropical paradise, maybe like, you know, Puerto Rico or the Bahamas or something like that. I'm going way different. Where I would live would actually be in Greece. I don't know if you've ever seen Greece, but it's absolutely beautiful. Not really expensive to live there. Of course, you said money is not a problem, but naturally, I have to think about it. But my answer would be Greece.
Greece isn't expensive?
From what I researched.
Okay. I am jealous of people that go to Greece. I would love to go to Greece.
I think it's absolutely amazing. They've got a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
My sister, now we had a lake house growing up, shout out Shell Knob at Table Rock Lake, and there was this majestic house at the end of the cove. My sister said she would just go live there. I said, the only problem is, which is a good problem to have, you know that my dad and my stepmother Mary will be automatic roommates if you were to have that house. My stepmother, Mary, fan of this segment, she says, I would live somewhere in the Caribbean. You just going to post up in the grill, Mary. You going to post up on a cliff and watch that catamaran go by every day and not have a care in the world. That's fine. Yeah, Greece is a good one. It's no shock where I'm going to go, because I thought about giving the smart-ass answer, well, if money's not an issue, I'd just live everywhere. I'd live in Fiji for a month. I'd live in Nepal for a month. I'd live in Alaska. I'd go to Hawaii. Nah, that's not how I'm going to do it. I didn't want to give you smart ass antics. Sorry for cussing. When it comes to not being around as much lately, it's, you know, I enjoy you all as much as maybe you say you enjoy this. And there's been a lot of love on the text line tonight. I'm not going to lie. I'm moving to Hilton Head. And people that know me are like, makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot right? of sense.
I'm going to one of the golf meccas of the world. I went to Myrtle Beach when I was a kid probably 5 times. I plan on going back because it's probably been 20 to 25 years since I've been. I was not into golf the way that I am today. And I've told you all that I would leave this job to go be an analyst for golf on the Golf Network if they'd ever have me. Sorry, I love you, Kansas City, but my real love is the East Coast and golf. It is what it is. Family, I don't think you'd be mad about it. Guess where you're staying when you come to visit me? At my house, which is 5 minutes from the beach. Oh, I'm a member of this golf course because they watch the Golf Network and they want me there. Guess what? We're going to go play around on me. How you doing? Hilton Head's the answer for me. 913-586-7610. If money weren't an issue, where would you live? From the 913, the Philippines, my wife's home country. I wouldn't be mad about that. From the 913, somebody says, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Windonesia Beach in San Diego? Windonesia? I definitely butcher that. Big Ranch in Montana from the 816. See, I get it. Like, that would be fun to kind of have that space and that land to basically have, like, what is it, like John Dutton's house from Yellowstone? That'd be pretty great. But, like, I don't know, to each their own. I've lived somewhere in Nordic, Sweden, Norway, or Finland. The only thing that's a problem is that the time of day I'd have to watch the Chiefs in NASCAR. More realistic, his answer is Lake Norman in North Carolina. See, there you go. Somebody says Negril, Jamaica. Love this place. I've been. It's great. It's fantastic. The Caribbean is joyous. It was so funny. My stepfather's father, when we were in Jamaica, he, you know, didn't drink, didn't do any smokage. We went to, like, this village. And part of the thing was you stayed at this retreat, you'd go see the natives of the land. You could buy stuff they had made. Obviously, like, if you were a, you know, teenage kid, oh, I'm gonna buy, like, a little piece. Cool, man. Or a Bob Marley towel that they hand wove. And I remember my grandfather, rest in peace, they started to take him down this path.
Yeah.
And they were going to bring him into this tent. And boy, when they opened up this tent, it looked like you open up your dishwasher right after it got finished. And my mother and my stepfather both ran after it. Like, no, Charles, you don't want to go to that. You don't want to go to that.
Going in that one.
You're going to want like 9 jerk nuggets when we get back if you go in there. It was great, like, to see that. Like, the Caribbean and Jamaica is just, I need to go back. It was fantastic. I went to Rick's Cafe. It's a famous tourist attraction. Jumped off the cliffs, swam to the catamaran. It was longer than I thought. I was out of breath. I was fat. The humidity at Hilton Head, though, yuck. Yeah, but the golf, yum. The beach, I don't care. I'm going to Hilton Head. That's where my money is. Japan, not money being not a factor, is huge. That's great. Somebody says they're going to stay in Mahomes' guest house. If money wasn't an issue, there's no way I would just have one location for tax purposes. My official address would be Florida, but I would have locations anywhere and everywhere, every paradise I could think of, but there's no way I'm spending all of my time in one place if money is not an issue. Yep. I knew there was going to be one of you out there that was going to say that. Somewhere on a river in Arkansas, if I have enough money, I can buy enough land to stay away from all the people in Arkansas. Somebody says they live in the high country. Somebody from the 913, cabin in the woods. Like, when you say cabin in the woods, you mean like the Aaron Rodgers retreat? Where there's like no TV connection to anything. You're off the grid, sort of cabin in the woods. Somebody says their mom retired to Punta Gorda, Florida, by Fort Myers, backs up to a canal. I'd sit and watch dolphins and manatees swim all day. Yeah, dude. I mean, really? I mean, yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No, dude. And you better believe I'd have one of those Jimmy Buffett margarita machines. I would 100%, dude.
I could definitely see you out there.
Oh, yeah.
With your record player.
Yep.
Just chilling.
Oh, yeah. There's that tanned golf drunk guy. What time is it today? 4. Better than yesterday. It was 3 when we saw him last time. Hi, Dusty. This is Bryson. Bryson, good to have you on. I'd have to say Jamaica. I would love to be able to play golf by the beach there. Have a great night. Yeah. I'd love to play golf in Jamaica. Excellent golf courses out there, Dustman, and Rosemary Beach on 30A. That's what they said, 30 acres on Rosemary Beach, I would assume. Yeah, I just need to move to Hilton Head. Perfect case scenario. I get a job with the Golf Network. I take off. I go viral more than sketch. And I marry Paige Sporanek, and I live in Hilton Head. You'd never hear from me again. That's what they said. Did you say Punta Gorda, Florida? Maybe I said something wrong. That's what the text line said. I don't know. I will say I've been to Sanibel Island. Great place. Fantastic place. Key West, I don't know. Hurricanes scare me. Hilton Head, though, let's be honest, you're probably going to get hit. I would want to live, what's like the perfect distance from house to beach? 10 minutes? 5 minutes, you might as well live on the beach.
Yeah, if you're...
10 minutes, 15?
Yeah, if you're too close, I mean, you got to deal with, like, tourists and stuff coming around, and I wouldn't want to deal with that. I'd say 10, 15 minutes, maybe even 20.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of a drive. Especially I got kids, get them all excited on the way.
Somebody said on the Cabin in the Woods, yes, off the grid. I don't know about that. I always say it'd be nice to be able to throw my cell phone in like a pond, but I'd be the guy that would dive after it 30 seconds later. Like, oh, wait, actually, that's got a lot of stuff on it I need. Wyoming ranch with land and a river. No neighbors, hunt and fish every day. Yeah. Florida, hell no. Sydney, Australia would be nice. I know my buddy Robert would like that. 913-586-7610. If money was an issue, where would you live?
Australia, huh? Some creatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some big A spiders.
Yeah, and bats.
Yes.
From what I've seen. Snakes, too. But there's some creatures that live in the United States that are like the same size and look just like humans. My brother lives in Tampa, Florida. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? That is the out of left field question we bring up on the other side. We led with it. We come back to it. It is the Royals and why you should be all in. And by the way, you've got to find a reason why your money's all gone when it comes to the playoffs. That was a Sublime song. But either way, that's James. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.